was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to reporters' questions about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake amid the pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19 despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. The U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increased manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The building where Congress meets has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. That mob breached the Capitol as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump, who repeatedly falsely claimed was mass voter fraud, cost him the election, would return to power on March 4th. The date was an inauguration day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January. By remote, this is VOA News. The top intelligence officials of the FBI and Department of Homeland Security made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack, and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with a review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerged after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through nursing homes. New York State politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely governed through intimidation. The Pentagon says a U.S. contractor died Wednesday when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. Spokesman John Kirby of the Pentagon said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. Speaking to reporters, President Biden said the rocket strike is being investigated. He added, "We're trying, or rather identifying, who's responsible, and we'll make judgments from that point." The rocket attack was the first since the United States struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Syria-Iraq border last week, killing one militia man and stoking fears of another cycle of tit-for-tat attacks, as happened more than a year ago. Iraq beefed up security this week as Pope Francis prepares to make his first ever trip to the country. Police were deployed on the streets of Baghdad while troops set up checkpoints around the churches that the pontiff will visit. He's due to arrive on Friday and stay until Monday on a tour that will focus on the difficulties faced by Iraq's hard-pressed Christian community. And protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar's second city on Thursday, rejecting last month's military coup. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
Reminiscing on those past days, I thought you'd end up with my last name.
remember, I had changed. And I traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Or I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, we were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are, and that we are not alone.
Rudimental, Jess Glenn McElmore. And we wish we could go back to these days. The days that we didn't have to wear a face mask and maintain social distance. You know, it's been a year since the coronavirus lockdown around the world. It's been a year since we've had to shut everything down, schools and businesses. 1 year, the 1 year anniversary came at the beginning of March. Amazing. It's been a year already, and there is light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines out now, but we all have to remain committed to wearing a face mask and maintaining social distance, washing our hands. Travis Scott's up next and Highest in the Room on VOA 1.
Hits. It's new music on VOA 1.
Jason Derulo, oh yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna. Nah. Always beating up some common mass. Oh girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone, baby, come on.
lick off my collar, love. You do that thing that keep me calling ya. She won't cry if I don't stay tonight. But I can't say goodbye, 'cause I'm a rolling.
Adam Levine, Lifestyle on VOA1. That's a brand new song that just came out a few weeks ago. I'm Larry London, reminding you to find me on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I hope you'll join me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or go to facebook.com and search Larry London. Here's AJR. This is called Bang on VOA1.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and rock is so comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park. But quinoa in my fridge, still I'm not feeling grown. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go. Feel like I'm gonna puke, 'cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooh-dee-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, 'cause it's on a budget. So ooh-dee-la-dee-do, yeah. Come on, here we go, yeah. Come on.
Here we go.
Your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
Melt those lips, tell me 21 lies.
Yeah. You'll be the death of me.
Sage advice.
Love,
love. And you can make Jesus cry.
When I hear you saying, darling, your kiss is like an antidote.
I'm fighting like I'm Ollie, but you got me on the
to the ring. We were fighting back and forth like you were wearing a thing. Two passionate people not afraid to say what they think. Lead a passionate conversation when it's hard to agree. You know me well, sitting on the edge of my seat. Looking at life, overanalyzing everything. Always depressed, trying to find a better version of me. Searching for something I know's probably right in front of my feet. Stubborn as me, maybe not, but you're close to it. Got a lot of issues, I'm trying to work through them. Going to therapy for you, something that's worth doing. When I know you've been there for me through all of my worst moments. And I know it hurts knowing that I carry this weight on my chest. Making it difficult for me to open up and connect. A lot of regrets, I apologize for all the distress. That's not what I meant to do, you know I love even you to death. Even if
both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need time. Start to crack, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help,
One Republic rescue and rescue me.